Stories about successful application of the mastermind principle are legion. Here, Dr. Hill tells how he used this concept to make money for himself and a down-on-his-luck war veteran.
The story began right after the close of World War I, when a young ex-soldier who fought in that war came into my office and asked me to help him find a job. Now, all he wanted, he said, was a place to sleep and something to eat. Well, if I ever saw a man who was willing to settle with life for a penny, he was that man. So I accepted him as a challenge to my own ability to lift men from low places to high places in the world. For 2 hours, I worked on this young man until I caused him to raise his sights and aim not for a mere meal ticket, but for wealth in great abundance. I knew then, as I know now, that no one has a right to seek great wealth or anything else without giving something of an equivalent value in return. During my 2-hour talk with this young ex-soldier, I took complete inventory of everything he had to give in return for great wealth, and you may be surprised when I tell you how very little that was. I discovered that during his army experience, he had learned to cook, and prior to his entry into the army, he had successfully sold brushes from house to house. So I went to work with these 2 meager assets and wove them into a plan whereby the young man began selling aluminum cookware by a very unique method. He would go into a neighborhood, select the most suitable housewife, induce her to invite her neighboring housewives to a free dinner, which the young man cooked on his special aluminum cookware. Then, after the meal was served, he made appointments with the guests to call at their homes and talk to them about purchasing his wares. He became so efficient at selling by this method that he sold an average of 50% of all the guests who attended the dinner. I took him out to my home and provided him with a room and his meals while he was getting started in business. Then I guaranteed payment for his first purchases of aluminum cookware. And to give him the necessary personal appearance, which he needed as a salesman, I gave him permission to use my charge account at a local department store. I also let him have a small amount of pocket money, which he needed for car fare and the like. My total outlay before this young man was able to go ahead on his own was only a few $100s. He remained at my house for about a month, then moved into another neighborhood, and I saw him only intermittently for the following year. After that, I heard nothing of him for 3 years. Until one day he walked into my office and announced that he had come back to pay up for what I had done for him. He said, "I wish to pay back the money you advanced me. In addition thereto, I wish to give you a sum of money of any amount that you name as a token for my appreciation for what you did for me at a time when I had no right to such help from a mere stranger." Then he began to pull bank deposit books from his pockets. He must have had at least 50 different bank accounts in as many different cities. "How much do they all represent in money?" I inquired. "Well, a little over $4 million, he replied. And then he handed me a check which he had signed in blank, payable to me, and said, "Fill it out for whatever amount you wish, and I will see that it doesn't bounce." Well, my first impulse was to hand him back his check and tell him I had already been repaid by having discovered such an honest young man. But I recognized that he had come back to see me with the full intention of giving me a dramatic demonstration of the power of the mastermind principle I had so successfully used in his behalf. So I did not feel like taking the wind out of his sails by refusing to accept his money. I filled in the check for $10,000.
To form your own mastermind group, adopt a definite purpose to be attained by the alliance. Choose members whose background will help achieve that purpose. Next, have all members of the group analyze its purpose and list the items you'll need for its attainment. Then, systematically supply the links which forge the chain. Each member of the alliance should make a distinctive and unique contribution to complete the picture. Don't choose people mainly because you know them and like them. You should be guided in your choice by the things you need. If you need money to finance the deal, you'll want a person who has money to invest. You must find this person and cultivate his willingness to cooperate with you. Harmony can't be overemphasized if you want a successful alliance. To that end, determine what appropriate benefit each member may receive in return for his cooperation in the alliance. Establish a definite place, a definite time, and a definite plan for meeting. Meetings should be scheduled often, and phone numbers exchanged so it's possible to discuss any development with the group within a few minutes. And remember, the watchword of the alliance should be definiteness of purpose, backed by perfect harmony and consistent action. The power of belief is important to any undertaking, but especially the mastermind group. In our next session, you'll discover the power of applied faith and how to make it work in your own plan for personal achievement.